Marquita, we got a lot to get through this week, but very quickly, just let me remind people, Cine Latino at Home opens this weekend. Great movies from around the world, really worth seeing. But let's talk movies.
Rom-com or spine tingler, laugh riot or tear jerker, they're all fodder for the Cube critics.
So Ewan, let's talk about Time.
Time. This is an amazing documentary, which I think raises many, many questions and doesn't provide a lot of answers, and that's what makes it really good.
Time is a documentary that follows a family through their experience with incarceration. So there is a husband and wife that they happen to be high school sweethearts. They got married really young. They tried to start a business and quickly landed into financial trouble. And so they made the terrible decision that they were going to rob a bank. They ended up getting caught. The wife ends up serving 3 years. The husband is sentenced to 60. This family has 6 kids, and you watch the mom raise those children throughout several years, always holding out hope that someday her husband, her kid's father, would come home, never quite knowing when that would be, and just never really getting answers for when that day might come.
An important element, too, of course, is that this is a Black family, and they are facing a situation that happens all too often within the Black community because of systemic racism. And it's an extraordinary film. It doesn't pull many punches, but it shows the effect, the impact of incarceration and the ripple effects of incarceration. You cannot help but sit and think, well, what would I do in this situation? What options do they have? It's an amazing film.
And you see these kids go on to just defy any odds or expectation. They, you know, objectively are in a really tough situation and are doing these amazing things in spite of all of the structural barriers that have been set up against them. It is a wonderful film, but really, really heartbreaking. And it sounds like you have another heartbreaking film to talk about, too.
Yes, Clouds opens this week. This is a Disney Plus movie about Zach Sobiech, who was, of course, a teenager in Lakeland, just outside the Twin Cities, who was diagnosed at an early age with a really horrible disease, osteosarcoma, a bone cancer. And he took on the world. He became a musician, and we follow the story of what happened to him because he came up with this song called Clouds, which became a global hit just before he died. It is a real weepy in many ways, but it's also very uplifting. It doesn't gloss over the tough parts of being a kid with cancer, being a family with a kid with cancer, and the tensions that that brings about. I was really dreading watching this film for various reasons, but I was glad that I did actually see it, and I hope that it will give hope to people who are in a similar situation.